Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Denise Dowling. Some of the brightest young minds in the Northwest gathered in Pullman, Washington last weekend for a competition called Imagine Tomorrow. 429 high school students from Montana, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington are challenged to reduce the use of fossil fuels and promote clean, renewable energy. Students researched, tested, and built prototypes over the last months, and on this day, set up displays on the campus of Washington State University. The displays show how their ideas in technology, design, behavior, and biofuels could change the planet for the better.
Our project is the utilization of Peltzer and Seebeck effect to alter the landscape of renewable generation.
Implementation of a carbon dioxide refrigeration system as a cogeneration appliance in replacement for a halocarbon-based refrigeration system.
Manipulating the replication of nanochlorophyll with the addition of methane.
The project titles are sometimes daunting, but the ideas behind them are the bedrock of this competition, founded in 2008 by Washington State University and major corporate sponsors. WSU Honors College Dean Grant Norton says his original aim was to encourage Washington high school students in math, science, and engineering.
So what we were thinking about are ways that we could engage, at that time, students in the state of Washington to think about some of the big challenges that face the country in terms of particularly energy, technology, and sustainability.
More than 100 judges from industry and higher education listen to student teams present their ideas.
So the first test we did was we recreated Galileo's inclined plane experiment by using two Pinewood Derby cars.
Judges are then free to ask questions.
What would you change in the approach that you've taken?
And offer advice.
So if you develop those programming skills, those are really important skills just for the job market.
Missoula's Sentinel High School brought Montana's only competitors, fielding three teams with 13 students. Junior Benjamin Lotto's team looked for a way to cut down on the tens of thousands of metric tons of paper sent by colleges to recruit students. They designed a one-stop website for college-bound high school students and their parents.
And when a student enters in their profile information like academic GPA, class rank, SAT scores, and their financial need information like parental income and tax returns and things like that, the website itself recommends colleges and scholarships the students eligible for and can attend respectively.
Sentinel senior Casey Lavelle's brainchild put a wind turbine on the roof of a car, which could generate enough energy to save the driver fuel and money.
As we took a child's old Barbie bike and converted it into a turbine. We put sheet metal into the spokes of the tire so that it could actually spin when the car is going.
Sentinel's third team designed an app to promote carpooling. Senior Tyga Gammel says companies can use the app to shrink their carbon footprint.
Yeah, basically what this is we're economically incentivizing people to carpool more.
Sentinel senior Ryan Mason took the time to check out the competition and came away impressed with what he saw.
I think it's incredible what students are putting together here, but some of the projects, it blows me away that they're by high school students, but it's a really cool thing to be a part of.
And the judges took notice too. Allison Lauterbach of Boeing says the company takes these ideas to heart.
We're hoping that we'll find some things that we'll actually be able to apply within the projects that we're working on at Boeing.
Students get great exposure to potential mentors, and some have come away from the competition with job and scholarship offers. Winning teams also take home cash prizes, both for the students and their schools.
Thanks for all the questions I have. You guys really knocked us out of the park.
Thank you.
Yeah,
reporting from Pullman, Washington, Denise Dowling for Montana Public Radio.